This is your wake-up call. Wake up.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
I kept thinking it was Friday. Today, for some reason.
Nah, not yet. Nope. One more day till Friday. The weekend can officially start now if you want it to, though.
Right.
It's all about how you look at things. Everybody always says they want an extra day on the weekend. Just make Thursday your extra day, bro.
I don't know if you could do that, because you still got to work, so it's not really an extra day, per se.
Everybody knows cheat codes at work, all right? You know how to coast through your day if you really want to.
That's true.
Okay?
That's a good way to get fired, too. Just
they're not going to fire you just because you coast one day a week. All right? Don't listen to me.
I can't say what they will and won't do.
Because there's somebody out there that's waiting you to coast so they can bust your ass at work and then take your job.
Yeah, don't listen to me, because I still cry when Ricky gets shot at the end of Boys in the Hood.
Me, too. Me too. Right. I'll tear up in a minute.
Yeah, we know.
Something sensitive or emotional.
Why do you want to cry? You want to cry, man?
Envy is, telling him yesterday, Envy is hypersensitive.
I am, man. I hear a sad story.
That's part of your character.
He'll cry in
trait.
A minute and get mad in a second.
Yeah, absolutely.
You a waffle-colored Negro, it happens.
If you send him the wrong text and he doesn't read it properly in the tone that you meant it in, and he thinks that you're trying to say something rude to him.
Or try to play me?
Yeah, most beige.
I'll flip.
Most beige men, you know, have a hard time dealing with their emotions.
And the funny thing about it is Yee has talked me off the ledge several times.
I'm pretty calm, that's why. You could text Envy and say, what's up? And he'll read it, what's up?
What that mean? What's up mean?
Yeah, so he gonna just text me, what's up? I'm like, Envy, he might be just saying, what's up? Hey, how you doing?
You gotta tuck your little beige ego, man. Ego is every man's Achilles heel, man.
It's all in growth, man. I'm getting older, I'm trying to calm it down a little bit, trying to think. But sometimes, what's up mean? Like, what's up? What you mean, what's up?
Oh, shut up.
Like, all right, for instance, yesterday, I was at Chick-fil-A, right? Not for myself, for my kids.
Don't lie to me. You don't got to lie to me about not sticking to your diet, bro.
I was going for my kids, right? If somebody said, yo, Charlamagne be bugging. Yo, he was like, yo, where's Charlamagne? He be bugging. I said, word, you think he be bugging? Why don't you call him on tomorrow and tell him I'm mad and talk to him if you think he be bugging? He's like, nah.
That didn't sound tough at all.
He was like, nah. He was like, nah, I'm just a fan. I just like him. I said, oh, okay, my bad.
See, that's your problem. Why?
Right.
See? Relax. It's
but he just
ego.
Said it kind of weird.
No, he didn't.
I was getting Chick-fil-A, just chilling.
You got to remember one thing about a lot of these kids nowadays, too. They're very socially awkward because of social media. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things that they say to you in person may come off to you as one way, but they don't mean it in that context. Mm-hmm. Everything has to be taken in context nowadays.
Yeah. Right. I'd be confused.
You take everything out of context.
Shout out to Naeem Lin. I went to a comedy show last night.
Oh, you went to go see Naeem?
Yes, I sure did.
That's another dude who don't know how to deal with his emotions the right way.
He's very emotional.
Salute to Naeem.
But yes, he actually works with Kevin Hart. He's always on tour with him and everything.
He's a plastic cup boy.
Mm-hmm. Plastic cup boy.
That was the show. Dope.
Yeah, it was funny. It was pretty fun. It's actually at a comedy club where Envy used to do his comedy.
I got them.
You
but he probably got mad. He probably got mad at the management over there.
Nah, we was actually pretty good. It was just too much work. We used to do it every Wednesday. We used to get a lot of comedians, new comedians, and it was just a lot with different styles. You know, I had pretty much every comedian that's coming up.
No,
Hannibal Buress was there.
Many.
Capone was there. So many different people were there. I mean, it was a dope show, but it's a lot of work with dealing with comedians.
Hey, well, speaking of dope shows, let's start this one.
That's right. Tracy Morgan.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Tracy Morgan. Damn it. I am so happy to see this brother and see that he's back moving around out here in these streets.
That's right.
God bless Tracy Morgan. Can't wait to talk to him.
So we're going
to
kick it with Tracy Morgan. But front page news, next what we talking about, Yeezy?
Donald Trump.
More?
More Donald Trump. Also, we have a rest in peace. We'll tell you who just passed away at the age of 52.
Mm.
And we got to talk about these two Boston police officers that were wounded in a shooting.
People are dying so fast, so young. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Listen, man, first things first. Rest in peace to Tommy from Martin, okay? Drop one of Clues Bombs for Thomas Mikael Ford, damn it.
Yes.
Michael Ford. It's spelled M-I-K-A-L.
Yeah, it's Tommy
Ford. We know him as
Rest
Tommy. Tommy's what we call him, okay?
We never knew if he had a job. Tommy Ford.
That's how you know you're getting old.
Now, his family put out a statement. It is with great sadness that we announce the untimely passing of our beloved son, father, brother, husband, and friend,
sad, man.
Tommy Michael Ford. On behalf of the family, we would like to thank everyone for their love, support, and prayers. Martin Lawrence put up a picture. My brother, we were friends way before the Martin show, and I'm glad we were able to show true friendship on screen. You brought a lot of love to the world, and you will be greatly missed. God bless to you and the family. Rest in peace, my brother. Mm. And Carl Payne, who played Cole on Martin, also put out a picture. I love you, and I thank God for sharing his amazing gift, Tommy Ford. I will miss you, my true friend. May your legacy and the memory of your light shine forever in our hearts.
Hey. 52 years old is relatively young, though. They said he died of an aneurysm.
Aneurysm in his abdomen. Actually, one of my friends from high school died in high school from an aneurysm. It's very, very sudden.
Yeah, very sudden.
When it happens, you can't even predict that that's going to happen.
Well, you know the guy Danny I'm always with? He's always with me.
Yeah.
He had a brain aneurysm. He didn't even know about it. He just had a headache and just went to the doctor to, you know, to check on the headache and happened to have a brain aneurysm, had to take it out immediately.
So I wonder, when you have those stomach aneurysms, do you have like some pain in your stomach before it happens? Like, it's no way it just happens, right?
Nah, I'm sure there's some pain that you just say, well, it's just constipation or stomach aches or whatever it may be.
That's why I'm a hypochondriac, and I'm a proud hypochondriac, and I will continue to be a hypochondriac. When I feel something wrong, I'm taking my ass to the doctor every time.
I ain't mad at you. Now let's talk about Trump, man. More Trump audio.
Ooh, well, there's a couple of things happening with Trump. Now, one of those things is some audio that they have put out, which shows him, a group of 10-year-olds had walked past, and he said some inappropriate things. Check it out.
Thursday night. You going up the escalator? I'm going to be dating her in 10 years. Can you believe it?
That's disgusting.
He's definitely redshirting. How you redshirting 10-year-olds, bro?
10-year-old?
And then he was 40-something at the time. Some stupid person on Instagram tried to compare this to the Tiger Kylie Jenner situation. I'm like, no, you idiot. This guy was 40-something years old and the girl was 10. Okay? Come on.
There was also an article of multiple women saying that Donald Trump grabbed them inappropriately. All this has come up, and this was in the New York Times, and actually Donald Trump's lawyers are trying to sue the New York Times for this article, saying that it was fictitious. But this came up because, as we know, that audio of Donald Trump talking about when he sees a woman, he just kisses her, I don't even wait, you can do anything, and grabbing them by the vagina. He dismissed all of that as just locker room talk. Well, it turns out these are things that women in real life have said that he has done. There are now at least 5 women who have said that he has actually gave them sexual advances very aggressively. One woman says he grabbed her breast and put his hand up her skirt on a flight. And she said she was so traumatized, she actually just moved to the back of the plane and left the first class cabin. A reporter for People says that Donald Trump forcibly kissed her before an interview in 2005. One woman said he was like an octopus. He had his hands everywhere. Just really disgusting, all these different women that are now coming forward and telling their stories.
All right, I need to see more outrage, too. I need y'all to do him the way y'all did Bill Cosby, the way y'all did Nate Parker, the way y'all did Tiger. I need to see the slander Trump on a million.
Instead, okay? He's running for president.
Yes.
Which is crazy. Because I know he couldn't get a job here with all these different people, with these things that he said and things that have come up.
Well, you know, it's different with Donald, though, because Donald has a sense of entitlement because of his money.
Yeah,
you know,
so much money, yeah.
His money gives him such privilege. Like, he don't feel like he has to answer to nobody. That's why he feels entitled to all these young women's bodies in this manner. Wow. I mean, you have creeps and you already have predators that feel that way, but when you put, you know, $1 billion on top of that, whoa.
Right. All right. Well, that's front page news. And don't forget, Thursday Night Football, the Broncos play the Chargers tonight, all right? Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning. Maybe you just need to get some things off your chest. Things are just hard on you. You just need to talk to somebody.
Maybe you have a flight to catch and you haven't packed yet because you just weren't home all day yesterday and you always wait till the last minute and you can't stand it that you do that, but every time you always wait and you're never prepared.
That sounds very personal.
That sounds very
I'm just giving
personal.
A suggestion.
Well, if I get to the airplane before you, I'll hold it for you, all right? You know how they hold the door, I'll hold the plane.
Damn, you
the
go straight door. To the airplane?
Huh?
You said if I get to the airplane before you go straight to the airplane?
I think he means on the plane.
You don't
I
go mean, to the airport first?
I know. I mean, on the airplane, you ass. You know what I meant.
I've had to hold the door for envy.
Absolutely, a couple times. All right, well, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. And don't forget, Tracy Morgan will
That's
be joining
huge.
Us.
Yes. And yes. Shout out to Artie Fuqua. I saw him last night. He's another comedian. He was actually in that terrible accident with Tracy Morgan. Mm. And I saw him for the first time since that accident that they had last night, too.
Okay. All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, 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 yo, good morning, yo, this is the mad rapper, son, for real. I'm mad, and I stay mad, I stay angry, I stay heated, I stay pissed off. Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hey, Kendra, tell him why you mad.
I'm mad that people are just now getting offended by Donald Trump's stuff. Where they been for months?
Yeah, right? That's true. I mean, I guess, like, this, all these latest allegations are just new bricks in a wall of vileness he's been building for the last 2 years.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
John.
Hey, Johnny. Why you mad, bro?
Everybody fronting about Donald Trump, and I get what everybody's saying, but they overlook the big picture.
What's the big picture, sir?
You know, they say don't cast the first stone for thee who has not sinned. Everybody got sin. Everybody does stuff. And I'm not trying to justify society.
Yeah.
But bottom line is, you know, when you talk about, like, locker room talk, that's just a slang term. But when you actually look, like, you in the street and you see a girl walk by and be like, look, I would tap that. I mean, is it any better?
Listen, man, what you're missing here is the fact that we can't reward Donald Trump. And the reason we can't reward Donald Trump is because if we reward Donald Trump, then we're letting it be known here in America that anything goes. Like, you don't have to have no discipline about yourself.
To be
you
president.
You don't have to have no morals, no type of integrity. You can end
so
up being the head of state.
Thing, right?
What?
You stand up for stuff. So now you got, like, Hillary Clinton, right? She killed American troops. She completely ignores stuff. They got proof. They got evidence. And they just go overlooked.
Donald Trump's going to kill American troops, too, sir. Anytime you send troops to war, you killing American troops. What are you talking about?
Have you been?
Every president.
Have I been where?
Have you been to war?
Yeah. What does that
have
to do
with anything? I don't understand what that has to
three
do.
Three times, right?
And we appreciate you for going to war for us.
You go there knowing that, but you also go there knowing that people are supposed to be there to support you and do their jobs.
So you trust
Donald
Trump with your life?
You think Donald Trump would be more qualified to send you to war?
Yes.
Okay.
Why? Right. What experience does he have
Listen,
with that?
I want you to tell me one president who sent troops to war and troops haven't gotten killed.
That's my problem. That's why I'm bad.
Well, I have an issue with it because I am a woman and I don't like the way that I've heard him speak about women. I've never heard President Barack Obama speak in that manner about women.
Okay.
Hold on, wait.
You have on record Hillary Clinton saying that people from the Middle East are saying N-words.
I've never heard.
There are emails that came out. Look it up. Google it right now.
I heard
that
she's going to drop that bomb, but nobody says nothing about it. It just gets brushed under the rug.
I don't think this guy
is the bad guy because he stands up for actually something he believes in, and then we bash him for
bro,
it.
Bro, why are you trying to convince us to vote for Trump? If you want to vote for Trump,
that's
do
fine.
You.
You can do your thing.
I'm not
I don't like what
you
he
to
said
vote
about
for anybody. All I'm saying is I'm mad because I want both sides of the story.
Okay.
Get the whole story to everybody.
And that's your opinion.
You
want to
bash
that's your
one
right.
person, bash them all.
It is telling why you're mad, though.
All right, that is telling why you're mad.
That's why I'm mad.
Congratulations, my brother.
But we appreciate you calling and checking in, man.
Good luck to you. I just wouldn't put no Trump pinch sign in my yard right now because it looks like a sexual offender registry sign at this point.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Big Quinn. What it is, bro?
Quinn, tell him why you mad, bro.
I'm mad at the Louisiana Department of Transportation, the scale police, man.
Why? Wow, what's up?
Man, Cat pulled me over the other day saying I was on my cell phone. Now, I'm a truck driver, of course. And he said I was on my cell phone, man. He accused me of talking on my phone.
Right.
Well, I had my phone was nowhere near me. And to prove that, I got my phone records, man. I'm getting them subpoenaed from Sprint. I had no data usage, no text messaging, no phone calls during the time the truck was moving. I can't wait to take him to court.
Well, good luck, man. Beat that case.
Yeah, we wish
absolutely,
you good luck,
man. Because man, that's a $2,800 fine, man.
$2,800? Because you're a trucker driver.
Yeah, that's a $2,800 fine, man. And so this dude, I mean, Envy, he made the charge up, man. I can't wait to go to court. I'm going to sue the hell out of these people, man.
You ain't going to do nothing.
Yes, he is, man.
You're going to find out how much that lawyer costs.
Shut your Dallas Cowboy loving crazy ass down.
You know it. You're going to find out how much that lawyer costs and you're going to fall
glad.
Back.
I'll be guess what? I got the money to pay
there
for it.
There you go. Talk
fact,
that
matter
ish.
Matter of fact, betting that your Cowboys don't go further than the playoffs may give me the money, punk.
Hey, what we eat don't make you defecate, sir.
What's your team, bro? What's your team?
I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, man.
Oh, I can't talk to you either, man. Tell him why you mad. 805-851-051. I was hoping he was a Giants fan. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You'll
That was Riri Drake with Too Good. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. Now, don't forget, Tracy Morgan will be joining us next hour. I'm excited to see Tracy. We haven't seen Tracy since his accident.
Right. We've spoken to him on the phone, but we haven't actually seen him in person. Right.
I don't think people understand the severity of Tracy Morgan's accident.
He almost died.
I always say you can live through anything if Magic made it. You can live through anything if Jay Williams made it. And you can live through anything if Tracy Morgan made it.
Right.
Okay.
So we're going to kick it with Tracy. I'm excited. I'm excited to see him back doing comedy. I'm excited to see him walking around, driving around, popping that ish.
Tracy Morgan. He be out here living. I seen Tracy rolling in the Rolls Royce, something. What is it, the Phantom, the Ghost?
We don't know.
Casper. He had to drop it. He had the big one. That was the most expensive one.
I don't know. What's that?
I don't know.
There's no Casper.
There's a Dawn, there's a Ghost, and there's the drop head.
Yeah, but I seen him rolling in one, and I looked at that, and I saluted that man. Like, you know what?
He deserves it. He deserves it. All right. Well, we'll kick it with Tracy in a little bit, but we got rumors coming up, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about Michelle A and her Lifetime movie. We told you that Dr. Dre is threatening to sue if that movie comes out, making him look like he was a woman abuser. Well, we'll tell you what Michelle A had to say in response to that.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
Well, yesterday, Adrian Broner was posting on his social media. He said, 3 p.m., I'm doing it. I'm sorry to my family and friends, but I don't want to be here no more. This is too much.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a picture of a gun. He said, I'm going home. I love y'all. And then he put 25 minutes. Now, fortunately, management for Adrian Broner said that he is okay. And they said there is nothing to be concerned with here. The Cincinnati Police Department also was called. They went to go check on him. And they said they are aware of concerns regarding Adrian Broner, have looked into this and made contact. All is well. Thanks for the concern.
Yeah, I saw those posts yesterday, and all I was thinking to myself was, he's trying to get his girl back. His girl still ain't back with him. And furthermore, if you want to kill yourself, I keep telling y'all, do not announce it on social media.
Definitely not on social
media. People were going crazy.
All those comments were crazy.
All you're going to have is a bunch of people encouraging you to do it. People don't care about you, bro. Social media is not the place to take it. If you want to kill yourself, call somebody that really loves you to talk you off the ledge, not somebody that's going to tell you to jump.
Well, his fiance posted he's doing fine, and I just looked on Snapchat, and he's actually with Floyd right now. So
his fiance? I thought they weren't together no more.
Well, she posted that they're doing fine, but he's with Floyd right now. I think they're out, I guess, at Floyd's hotel room. They're in a club or whatever it may be, but he's with Floyd right now, and I guess Floyd called him being a big brother.
Fiance probably just acting like she like him so he don't kill himself. As soon as he get better, she gone.
Well, they have children together and
everything. Two kids, right? Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened.
So why you want to kill yourself when you got kids? I don't know,
but listen, I never ever take it lightly when somebody says something like that. So fortunately, he is okay.
Floyd is like, look, Adrian, you can't kill yourself because all lives matter. All right?
Stop it. All right, now let's talk about Kim Kardashian. Somebody's in big trouble, and that is whoever shot that video footage. I don't know if you guys saw it, but after the whole robbery scene, there's some video footage of Kim Kardashian on the couch. She's on FaceTime while the cops are looking through the apartment. So now they're trying to figure out who actually shot this video footage.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Revolt don't have the video? No? Okay.
All right, they said Kim Kardashian's legal team is now working with authorities in Paris to find out who was the person behind the camera, because that's illegal. You can't just film somebody in a private setting without their consent. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but all of those stories saying that whatever, the whole thing was a hoax, they're gone because Kim Kardashian's legal team is shutting everything down. So you can't do anything.
But nobody cares about the truth and the lies more entertaining. You know what I mean? People was tweeting me saying, see, you need to take back that donkey you gave people who didn't believe Kim's story because it's fake. I'm like, no, the story you're actually reading about Kim's robbery being fake is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fake. All right, Lil Wayne. I haven't had a chance to read his book yet. Did you read it, Charlamagne?
Not yet.
Gone Till November. I'm going to read it today when I'm on my flight to Miami, A Journal of Rikers Island. And they said that while he was there, he briefly worked as a suicide prevention aide during his 8-month stay.
Well, that's what Adrian Broner needed to call.
Right. Now, his job was to monitor the top tier of the jail for an 8-hour shift. If somebody wanted to hang themselves or whatever, he had to not negotiate with them or try to talk them out of it, but just to alert an officer. And that was his job. So he said you get paid $50 if you stop the person from actually hanging themselves and $25 if you find them hung. That's crazy.
Mm-mm. What?
That's crazy.
For his job.
First of all, how do you stop somebody from hanging themselves? Like, how do you know, like, they're about to do it?
I guess you see the noose.
Oh,
or
you
something.
See them like tying the rope to something? Oh, okay.
Or sometimes, you know, people are able to talk you down when you're whatever. But anyway, that was Lil Wayne's job. I don't know if he actually talked anyone out of anything, but I do want to read this book. And it looks like a quick read. So I'm interested.
That'd actually be a good computer app game.
Like Hangman?
Yeah. Like Lil Wayne in the prison and trying to stop people. You get 50 points, 25 points. Mm. I mean, that's probably a little gruesome, but.
A little gruesome.
I mean, so is Grand Theft Auto and all those other stuff. That actually would be a good computer app game, actually.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Tracy Morgan will be in the building.
Yep.
We'll kick it with Tracy Morgan about everything when we come back, from comedy to acting to life. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Beyonce with Hold Up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
We got a really special guest. We always say special guest. This is a really special guest.
He was a little late, but there was a reason why he was a little late.
Yeah.
He couldn't find a parking spot for the Lamborghini. I'm not mad at him for that. I'm not mad at him for that.
He had a park right in front of the building, but we made it work.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, guys.
We're glad you drove your most humble car here this morning.
I didn't want to bring the Bugatti out. You know, you got potholes in New York the size of end tables, man.
Now, Tracy came in here with the four-finger ring. I ain't going to front you. That's beautiful, brother.
Thank you.
That make me want one at all.
Oh, well, ever since I saw LL, you know what I'm saying? I always wanted one. And I got one.
You got one now.
Yeah, I got one.
How's it been, man? It's glad to finally see you. We haven't seen you in such a long time.
Well, we spoke to you on the phone, but we haven't had a chance to sit down in person.
I'm so glad to be in studio with you guys because I have a lot of fun when I'm here.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. You always pique my interest in all of those questions and all of that. And I just been, when I was on a couch for like a year and a half, I was listening and watching.
Word. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Now, I saw you on The View, man, saying that you feel funnier than ever before. And you said you feel like you talked to Richard Pryor.
I like to say that, you know.
Yeah.
I was up there at the party and Richard was there and Lucia Ball was there and Gleason was there and George Garland, and then God said it was time to go. And I look back at Richard, because I didn't want to leave him, and he just winked his eyes and said, stay funny. So I took that and rolled with it.
That was a real vision? Like, you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if I was in a coma or anything. I was heavily sedated, you know, because I pulverized my femur. I broke every bone in my face, so it was a lot of pain. It was a lot of pain. So
now, you are in the Richard Pryor biopic, right?
Yeah, I'm playing Red Fox.
Red Fox. So now Jay-Z is signed on to
produce
that.
You too dope to play Red Fox, Tracy.
Nah, it's Hollywood.
Yeah,
but I'm not trying to do an impression.
Got you.
I'm trying to channel him, just like Jamie did Ray. He didn't do an impression. He did Ray on Hebron. So that's a dark place.
Right, it is.
And you want to go to, you got to know how to get to that dark place. That's all emotion. That's great acting. It has nothing to do with makeup. The acting is great. You'll see past that, and you'll see the aura. You'll be like, whoa.
That's real.
You see the spirit of that person.
What have you been doing to prepare for Red Fox?
All my life. Right. Who didn't watch Sanford and Son? But you have to study him off the stage to know him. And, you know, people, they'll provide me with footage and, you know, and introduce me to people and all those things. I'm quite sure.
Oh, so you never got a chance to meet Red?
Red was gone, but I knew people who did his taxes and knew him personally, and Eddie, and, you know, you be around people like that to tell you stories.
Is that why you came in there clutching your heart?
No. I was clutching my heart because it's just a joy to be here.
But
when you got into the accident, you were just telling us all the stuff that you broke. I didn't know you broke that much. All your face.
Well, a lot of people didn't know. Mm-hmm. I was well insulated.
They didn't really tell that part.
I was well insulated.
Wow.
Nobody needed to know.
Wow.
Nobody needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me heal. Nobody. I know we live in an age where it's all about information.
Share
no,
everything.
Nobody needed to know that.
Right.
Nobody needed to see no pictures of me in no coma. I don't care about none of that. Mm-hmm. And my family, my wife, and I ain't having that. Mm. Ain't having that. Ain't nobody taking no pictures of nothing. Let that man heal.
Damn right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
But people don't take life serious enough. But if you go in a coma 10 days, you'll see. You'll see. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it. You think about it. You think about not being here no more.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. All your loved ones or your family or your enemy, you ain't never going to see them again. So I thank God I'm here. People say all the time, God is good. I say you're wrong. God is everything. He good, bad, and ugly. You don't want to mess with him. If you think Satan is bad, guess who created him? So any man or woman who hasn't made his decision has already made his decision. If I would have passed in that accident, I would have been all right because I know where I'm going after this because I'm a good person. I treat people good, and I believe. It ain't had to take no accident. I've been believing. I've been close to him. I just got closer.
With that said, they always say everything happens for a reason.
Did
you find a reason in that?
My purpose, like Beyonce said, connect the dots. Right. I spread love. I'm here to make those laugh, to be good to those, and spread love. And the times we living in now, that's what God said. Go back down there and spread love, man.
So that's what you enjoy doing. That's what the purpose.
That's my way of doing that. My vehicle doing that is my sense of humor. Nobody cared about my money. Nobody cared. So people came on the show and said,
"No, Damon Wayans
kid. All they thinking about now they got 90 million. No, this wasn't a career shift. This was a terrible accident.
Right.
I listened to the interview with Damon Wayans, and Damon Wayans is a good man, great guy. He's one of the inspirations that made me want to do comedy. But as far as speaking on finances, nobody knows what's in my pocket but my wife and me, and the lawyer and my business manager. Nobody. On this planet. And if that were true, if it was 90 million over 5 years, because it's spread all over the world, that Tracy Moore got 90 million. No, nobody knows how much I got. Because that was true, Walmart would have sued the S out of me.
Right.
Because that was confidential. That was confidential. I don't discuss finance with nobody that don't sleep in my bed. And when you discuss finances on stage, it separates you from your audience.
That's true.
Disconnects you from your audience. So when I'm on stage, people just happy to see me.
All right,
they don't care about what you got or they don't care about that. They just happy you alive.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to see nobody die, no accident like that. That's a lot of steel. Homeboy was doing 65 miles per hour.
Damn.
With 85,000 pounds of frozen food in the back.
Damn.
And he woke up at the last minute and tried to turn left. Now, you're not stopping that.
Right.
Only going uphill could stop something that big and that fast.
That powerful, right?
Guess what stopped it that night? My friend's life. Man. That's how powerful life is. One life could put out the sun, but we take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
We don't try to help one another and be good to you. We just don't. Mm-hmm. Just don't.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I did enjoy seeing you after the accident, enjoying
you
your life.
You know
nah,
you
I did. I saw you riding. You riding in something. I don't know if it was a Lambo or something. I was like, good, man. Stunt, Trace. You deserve it.
I'm chilling. It was
the Rolls Royce, I think it was.
The Rolls, that's what it was.
The Rolls Royce,
yeah. My wife, I bought me and my wife Phantom.
You see how he great? He tugged the wigs at the Phantom.
Well, I'm spent out. I'm Michael Bivins with this, man. I'm Mike Bibb with this.
So you bought you and the wife a Rolls?
Yeah, I bought a Lamborghini, two Rolls Royces, and a Bugatti in a half hour.
A half hour?
I want that. And most of the half hour was just me filling out paperwork.
All in New York.
Then I got the G4. Then I got the G4.
Oh, we living vicariously through you right now.
I did a whole tour on a private plane.
Did you pay them off? No financing, no leasing?
Come on, man. I don't want no leasing.
Yeah.
With my wife a $20 million mansion, man. I'm chilling.
Nice.
All I need is $1,500 and a new pair of kicks. All of us is for my family. All I need is $1,500 new pair of kicks, man. That's all I need, man. I'm good after that. I'm good after that. Rest is for the fam, man. God forbid anything happen to me, they good.
Mm-hmm.
She don't got to ask nobody for nothing. And that's what I always wanted when I got in the game.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we got more with Tracy Morgan when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. When's Tracy going to be performing, Yee?
He'll be performing Saturday, November 5th at 10:30 at the New York Comedy Festival at Carnegie Hall. So make sure you guys get your tickets.
If I'd have met you in high school, you'd have been done.
Pregnant? She'd been pregnant already, Tracy?
Yeah, that was my shorty.
Oh, my God.
You like them exotic types?
Oh, yeah.
What's exotic stuff?
You know you're exotic. Come on, man.
Like,
you know, she look good. That'd have been mine. Yo, come here, man. You would have never ate school lunch. I'd have sent you up to the air to get McDonald's with like $10 and some coupons. Go get your girlfriend some Big Macs, man.
Condom or no condom?
No condom.
Okay.
Nah, if you ain't willing to die for it, you really don't want it.
Gotcha.
You don't want it. You don't want it. You had time to rip open packages? You ain't want it? Ah, brother! Ah!
Beware of that woman who doesn't want you to wear a condom.
That's right. I'm going, word bond.
That means he's not using a condom.
I'm making
nobody.
Babies. I'm trying to break Bob Marley record. You know my style. Now I don't be pulling
you.
Out.
You got
I, don't
be, out.
I don't pull out. What? You pulled out? Ah! Brothers! Ah, he ain't even in the cypher no more.
He got five kids, and he talking about he pull out. Knock it off.
I'm seeing him in, enough, in Africa and all of that.
Not Africa, man.
You went to, I didn't know. Where did y'all see
the Maldives?
Yeah, that's what we were. My wife showed me that. But we're planning on going to Africa in December.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be the first one to go back in my generation in 500 years.
That's wow.
I'm going to curse somebody out. And then I'll start my vacation.
You going
to? Because we waited. We waited for y'all to come get us.
You going
to
check out your ancestry when you get there?
I already know all of that. I went on Ancestry.com and found out.
Okay, okay. What are you?
I'm 85% Nigerian.
Wow.
Yeah. But I've just found out I got a picture of my great-great-grandmother. She's pure Cherokee.
So you 85% Nigerian. You from Brooklyn.
I'm from the Congo.
You'd have been a scammer.
Most African-Americans.
In another life.
Yeah.
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 I want to do that 23andMe and find out my
We got
ancestry.
One. You
I
sent know.
All
bill.
You got to do is spit in the thing and send it back. And in
I'm
7 weeks,
it.
You get
I'm
it back.
Today.
Find out who you are.
I
hey,
you
listen, I almost lost my life. Mm-hmm. Before I leave this earth, I want to know who I am.
Word up.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Do you feel like you cheated death?
I don't feel like I cheated anything. I just feel it wasn't my time.
Right.
When your room is ready, your room is ready. Mm-hmm. I didn't cheat death. God given, God taken away.
All right.
Absolutely.
I'm not no religious. I'm still spiritual, but I've always been that. I'm just Trey. I'm just being Trey every day, all day, like I was. Okay, I got over the trauma. I had people that helped me, my psychiatrist, my wife, all of those people helped me. Now I'm here, and I'm doing funny, and that's that.
Now, we talked about, you know, why we do it. You said, I want to make sure my family is good, you know?
Yeah.
But now that your family is good, does that still make you... give you that hunger
I'm
for
still
comedy?
Hungry.
Why?
Because I love making people laugh. Mm. I get a joy out of that. I'm still hungry. I still approach it like I ain't got nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. And that was from day one. Day one when I was on Def Jam. I ain't got nothing to lose. I go out there, I let go, and I let God. Because nobody could touch me in that world. That's my world. And I'm going to paint a picture for you. If you come see me, I'm going to take you through a journey. My show ain't no comedy show. Mine's is an experience.
Mm.
You know what make us laugh? The truth. People don't laugh at lies. Lies hurt. People laugh at the truth because they can identify with it and relate with it. When you on stage and you tell Richard never lied to us.
Never lied. All
true. Richard, why you think we loved him?
Word up.
Because he never lied to us. He was that uncle that came over there. Your mother said, I want you over there with him. He gave you your first sip of beer on his butt nip. Here, take some. Go ahead, take some. Go ahead. Carry up. Give me some. Give me back. He was that uncle. I'm that uncle. You come see me, it's not about me ripping into you because I got the mic. I don't use the stage as a bully pulpit.
Right.
To tear someone else down and make them feel bad. They didn't pay money to come see you for you to do that to them. I got enough messed up stuff about me. I can talk about me all day long. You got time? So that's how I get down. I want people leaving there feeling good, even if it's at the expense of me.
What do you think about comedians that do that? That like you say,
I don't
they
think.
Roast, they roast
I don't
people.
Think. To me, that ain't comedy. It depends on if you're doing it in the spirit of those Don Rickles and stuff like that. They weren't hurtful, but you know, in the days we living in now, hurt people,
right?
So, I'm not into hurting people. I'm into people feeling good. That's why I only listen to feel good music. The unsung hero at the jam. You remember?
But you riding around in the Lambo, too.
At the
too.
Jam, huh? Yeah, but I keep it good, you know what I'm saying?
Like what?
Because I'm riding around looking good.
What you listening to?
On the way here, I was listening to Just Like Music.
Just
by
Like
Sherman.
Music.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, one song away. Yeah, happiness. One song away. Never mind. Just put me back to my man. I started thinking about Kevin Hart.
He was up here yesterday.
It's my man. It's my man. Me and him go
good
back.
Dude.
I love him. Mm-hmm. People don't know about his struggle in the game. But I do. And I just said, I hope he stay with it because he's one joke away from being who he is now. Mm-hmm. You do your thing, homie. I see guys out here that be having 10 and 20 women. I say, you one woman away from happiness. One woman away, baby. One woman, you got to stick with it. She out there. Same thing with women. 20 men. Yeah, you one man away from happiness.
Mm-hmm.
One
well,
man, stick
mind.
With it. You're going to be he out there. The man that's going to love you right, he out there.
Right.
You got to unfold your arm and welcome him in. Let him in. Let him in. Because when you're doing this, you signify. Don't enter my space. What man want to approach you? He love you already. He loved you from the last life. But you like this and God and don't approach me. And come on, man. Let the love. Remember with Pebbles? Let the love, let the sun shine in.
Yeah.
You got to let it shine in.
Pebbles still fine. You seen Pebbles lately?
Pebbles, oh. I ain't gonna speak on me. Me and Pebble go back. Bedrock.
Old flame.
Yeah, Bedrock. Yeah, Pebble. Barney, Bam Bam, got to try to start beef for me, but
got you.
Yeah, you got his ass whooped. Yeah.
True.
Now, Bam, how hard is it for you though? Like, you know, obviously you're very happily married, and you're saying just let love in. But it has to be hard because you're Tracy Morgan. So I'm sure when you've been dating, how do you know that's the one?
How do you know that's the one? Only you know that. I couldn't tell you the way she made me feel. Mm-hmm. That's all I can speak for. You'll know when it's the one. You'll know he knew. He knows.
I know.
We all know. That's something you got to judge for yourself. Mm-hmm. You'll know. Just be patient, young lady. Because everything in time will reveal itself. Friends, loved one, all that will reveal itself. Mm-hmm. But you have to be patient. When you get to a certain age, you know it's a virtue. When you want to know something about somebody else, you learn to shut up, because they can't wait to tell you what their intent is with you, what their plans are with you, how they plan on treating you. But be patient. Just be quiet and listen. I used to go to clubs when I was single, and I'd get with a girl, and I'd just listen. She'll let you know how mature she is, and then you go, it was nice meeting you. Go this way. I never went to the clubs with intent. I'm going to club just to have a good time, not to chase nobody, not to pick nothing up. I'm just going to have a good time by myself. And when women see you having a good time, they go, wow, I want to be a part of that magic. Everything you want, as long as you stay in the right lane and keep God first, everything your pretty little heart wants will gravitate right to you. I ain't never chased nobody. It always came to me.
I was going to say, I did see you one time a long time ago out by
yourself.
Why
you ain't say nothing to me then?
But that's how I know
you
that's
You knew that
so
about
true.
Three, four kids now.
The whole way, the whole way I'm not pulling out with that. I'm not going
to
lie.
I want babies. I put that cocoa butter on your stomach every night. Tracy, bring me up one of them beef patties.
But just how you described that, I was with my friend one time. We were in Times Square, and they had this 24-hour arcade.
And I remember.
Tracy Morgan was in there. He took his shirt off.
Oh, that's when the party started. When Tracy Morgan's shirt
off.
Oh, the party just started. And that's how it's going down. That's just how it's going down. That's just how it went down.
We were like, look, there go Tracy Morgan. He, you know where
I got that? I got that from being little and watching my aunt and my uncle's party back in the days. And my uncle Fatty Love, his shirt always came out, and the party just started.
Have you toned down on that, or you still do it now?
No, I'll be in bed by 9:30. I don't get that. I ain't partied in 10 years,
not
man.
Not even on New Year's?
I'm 47 years old, brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I don't drink. Not I don't do none of that. I've been clean like 11, 12 years now.
Nice. Okay, we got more with Tracy Morgan when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Something for my godson.
That was Keep Your Head Up, Tupac. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Tracy Morgan is in the building. Now, you got a baby girl, right?
Yeah, my daughter.
How old?
I'm 3 now. Nice. Oh, she just started dance class 2 days ago. But that's what my world is, my wife, my sons, and my daughter. You know, I almost lost them.
Right.
You know, that's my trauma that I suffer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's my Vietnam, because I was on tour. It was called the Make It Funny, Turn It Funny Tour. Because I was sitting down one day and I said, all these bad things that ever happened in my life, I'm going to turn funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I called my agent up and we set up a tour. And I was on tour. She's teething. She had a fever. Stay home with the baby. I'll be right back. I'm going to drop a bag of funny and I'll bring back a bag of money. She said, cool. And look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You think about your family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my trauma. So I was like, this is my wife and my kid. You know, I'm still working on it now, but I'm just so overprotective because of that. You know, when I'm not there, I don't want nothing bad to happen.
I feel like that every day.
Like a sense
but then
of paranoia.
That's where your faith has to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Your paranoia, that's a demon. And it has to be dealt with courage and faith.
That you have to have something else, though.
Yeah, but you can get over it.
You know, the other day,
listen
to
me. I just said the word
faith. I called 911.
Faith.
I didn't tell nobody. I called
Can't
911.
Do that because you destroy them with that.
Yeah, you're right.
You hurt them
but that's
with that.
Family. That's
but that I understand. Man. But God didn't give you, He didn't give you that to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you that to settle you down and ground you and all those things. So you have to have faith in Him.
Absolutely.
That He will protect them.
It's amazing that you went out on a tour I'm going to take everything bad that happened to me and go out on tour, and then the worst.
But that's how I've dealt with all my shortcomings and tragedies in life. You turn it funny. Yeah. That's what funny is. Plaython, the happy face, sad face. Because comedy ain't nothing but pain turned inside out.
Right.
Just pain turns inside out.
You were one of the first comedians affected by this new sensitive area. I remember when you made the joke about not wanting your son to be gay. They came down hard on you.
Yeah.
Do you monitor yourself now because of that?
No, I just don't have a dog in a fight.
Yeah.
There's other things happening in my life I could be funny about.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt anyone. I'm not into that. They ain't never. My father wasn't like that. My uncle wasn't. I'm Chuck Chill Out all day. Right. You know, my family was like that, so I carry myself like I see my uncle, my pops. I ain't in this to hurt nobody. I was just being funny. But when you're on stage testing things out, sometimes we don't control that line of funny, not funny. I was doing that joke for years, and all of a sudden, bam. I just thank God no one was really seriously emotionally destroyed by that, because that ain't my thing. That's just not, I don't want that to come back to me and my family. How I am in this world, see, my reward is not here in this world.
Mm-hmm.
My Lamborghini, that's not my reward. My reward is when he welcomed me back into his kingdom.
Absolutely.
That's my reward, not nothing monetary.
Do you feel like you actually died? Like, did you get a glimpse of the kingdom?
I was gone.
Yeah.
I was gone, but I don't remember that stuff.
Right.
People ask me, well, did you see her in the Oprah? She said, did you? I said, I had a vision. I could have been high, because I was very highly sedated.
Mm-hmm.
So I could have been out, in and out. But with my dad, died when I was 19. I just like to say, I got to see my father again. Mm-hmm. Whether it was in a coma, sedation, whatever, I got to see my father again.
Was he chilling?
Chilling.
All right.
Chilling, crying, chilling. My dad, my pops, my best friend. My wife is a strong woman. She's the one that got that phone call that morning. Your husband has been in a terrible accident. Imagine that.
Mm.
Imagine you getting that call from your man.
No, I wouldn't want to.
So she's a young lady, and we had a baby, a little baby, and, you know, here it is. Her king is down, but the kingdom was still standing. I love what she did. She told a lot of them doctors, no. No, you're not putting a hole in my husband's neck, no.
Mm.
2 days later, I start breathing on my own. But he's an entertainer. You're not putting no trachea in his neck.
She just knew.
She knew.
That's
she
dope.
Took care of daddy, and that's who you want to ride with.
Damn right.
When you're on your back. God got a way of showing you. Be patient. He'll show you.
Right.
But you have to be patient. You don't got to make no moves. You ain't playing checkers. You playing chess. Mm. It take years for some moves to be made. God will show you. If you want to know, just pray. Get close to him. God, show me. Show me. Now, you better be strong if he show you. It might not go your way.
Mm.
Tracy Morgan. You got all the paper now. Now I'm going to test you. I'm going to see if you're going to become an a-hole.
You're going to do the right thing. Right?
You see how you become. That ain't going to change me as a person. I've been good people. You know me for years. I ain't never came up here on nothing crazy.
Never.
Trials and tribulations are over?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't have a crystal ball, and I don't know what he has in store for me. Mm-hmm. I just know I take it day by day. I'm good. I open my curtains in the morning now. Every morning, I open my curtains, and I say, the sun is up. Even on cloudy days, it might not be out, but it's up. You know how many people went to the morgue last night? You know how many people going to the morgue right now?
All
right,
up.
And that's how you got to do it. You got to, yo, listen, man. It's all to the good, man. Mm-hmm. There's only one true blessing in the world, and that's life. What you do with your life is on you. God, life is a business. God give you the business, but he ain't going to manage it for you. That's on you.
Right.
Just take care of yourself. Be good to others, and you'll be all right. You don't be no fool. You know, you smack me, and I'm going to smack you back. I'm from Brooklyn. It's all to the good. But I got love everywhere in the world. He used to come to me when I was in L.A. So what do you like better, L.A. or New York? Don't ask me no trick questions. You want to get beat up? I see it's a booby trap question. You covered it with branches and leaves, and I'm supposed to step on that? I got love everywhere, man. I spread love. It's way strong. Sade said it. Love is stronger than pride.
Damn right.
You remember? Go home and do your homework. You used to listen to Sade.
I love Sade.
Have a good cry. Have a good cry, because things have been going so well for you in your life, and you,
Right.
Sometimes you just got to have a good cry.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know you still got something inside of you. I cry all the time. I don't want to see nobody suffering. There's too much beef. don't know, beef.
Too much negativity.
Yeah, because what come around don't go around. What come around is coming back around. You can believe that. Mm-hmm. And it might not come back to you. It might come back to somebody close to you, so you live with it. Mm. What you put out into the world, it's coming back. You can believe that. Trust when I tell you. So it's all good to be good. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You ain't hurting nobody. It feels good. Just say, I love you.
I love you.
Say, I love you, man. It feels good. It just does. Believe me, the accident, it matures you. It can mature you. If you don't want to grow up, you want to still have arrested development, you still want to do the things you did at 17.
Something wrong.
Watch this.
Tracy Morgan, now let's end this with a prayer, brother.
My brother.
Jehovah, please watch over us. Please protect us. Please give us the strength. Please give us love. Please show us a different way in this world. Please guide us and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All right. Brother Tracy.
There you go. It's Tracy Morgan. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday, the New York Times put out an interview with Lil Wayne by Joe Coscarelli, and I'll give you some highlights of what's in the interview. He talks about his new book that's out. Now, he said he hasn't read the book. He said, I don't plan on reading it. I'm not one of those people who revisit things. I don't remember ish. I could meet the president and forget it. Of course, I thought it was because I smoked too much, but somebody told me the reason why you don't remember things is it's not the same for you as it is everybody else because you are it.
Now, hold on now. You may feel like that about regular everyday people, but you should remember meeting the president.
Right.
Lil Wayne.
He might be over-exaggerating.
Yeah, come on now. The president, come on. You'll remember that one.
Now, he talks about his book being out, and he said in the introduction, the writer asked him, it says, to have something for me while they continue to be ever so amazing and patient for his fans. He said, plain and simple, they're not getting anything from me, unfortunately. They're not getting a damn thing from Wayne other than a tweet here or there. He also did say that the Carter 5 is finished. It's done, sitting, and wrapped. He said, I just listened to it for the first time in months the other day. I had forgotten every single word on it because I work every day. I popped it in and I was like, it's still so much better than everything I've ever heard. Mm. Not what's going on right now. Everything I've ever heard. Mm. They asked him about the new rappers. Are you keeping up with Yachty, Uzi Vert, 21 Savage, Kodak? And he said, I swear to God, I didn't know you were saying people's names just now.
Wow.
So that should probably answer that question. I just do my own thing.
Drop on the clues bombs for Lil Yachty. I saw him in a Sprite commercial.
Yeah.
With LeBron James.
Yeah, that's big.
That's a huge deal.
Okay. So market for mumble music out here, all right? Melodic mumble music is winning.
All right. Well, good for him. And it's a pretty good interview if you guys are Wayne fans. You may want to read it. But he also talks about saying that he was not making any more music and retiring. And a lot of artists actually, you remember Kendrick did the whole thing rapping
upset
over
about it, yeah.
Wayne music, and everybody was telling him not to. So they asked him, did it affect him? And he said, I'd be a liar to say it didn't. People always say, how could you not expect it? But when I saw people giving a damn about what I'm going through, that made me think and obviously uplifted me. Sometimes what you're going through takes you far away from what the reality is. It takes someone to remind you. Then he says, I never have bad days. I have bad moments.
Mm. Mm. I would like to know what Lil Wayne listens to, though. Like, I would like that to have been the follow-up question. Like, well, so what do you listen to? Because right. He may not know those three particular rappers that he named, but
yeah,
you got to be into something,
right?
It
seems like Wayne listens to everything. Alternative, rock, you know, everything.
I listen to other radio, you know, stations, other radio personalities.
Mm-hmm.
A few I ignore.
Clearly, you can tell who he knows because he knows Chance the Rapper. He got on that song.
Yeah, that's
true. And
he
got on that Solange song. He did a good verse on there. And Wayne is known to reach out to people, too, that he, if he hears a song that he likes, to just get on it.
Right.
So clearly, you can tell by what verses he does, those are people that he listens to.
Okay.
All right, now let's talk about Miss Chalet, because you know that movie is coming out on Lifetime. It's supposed to be out on the 15th, but we told you that Dr. Dre is actually trying to sue Lifetime if they put this movie out and he looks like a woman abuser. Well, TMZ spoke to Miss Chalet, and here's what she had to say.
Is he saying that he just didn't abuse me at all? Because I'm insulted if that's what he's saying.
He's denying the charges that you've leveled against him outright, yeah.
I allowed him to portray himself in his story the way he wanted to portray himself, and I think my truth will stand when we get to court if we do. How can he apologize a year or so ago and then now say that it never happened? I'm confused.
I'm confused.
That's really her voice, everybody out there listening. That's really her voice.
It's a damn shame Michelle has never done no voice work for Disney or Pixar.
Something.
One of these animated companies couldn't give Michelle a check for that voice.
Well, maybe something. They will. And, you know, her and Dr. Dre do have a 25-year-old son together. So,
What does his voice sound like?
Yeah, how's his voice?
I don't know. But this movie is supposed to be out on the 15th. What day is that, Saturday? Today's the 13th, 14th.
Yeah, Saturday.
So,
hey, man.
We'll see what happens.
I can't tell y'all how much I don't care about Lifetime movies, okay? Lifetime lost me after the Aaliyah movie. They could do a movie about Ghostface and I wouldn't tune in. And that's my favorite rapper of all time.
Yes, you would.
Okay, I'm not interested in
it. Well, the movie is Surviving Compton, Dre, Suge, and Michelle A. You know, she wasn't in the Straight Outta Compton movie at all. So I guess this is her side of the story and what was going on with her.
Who asked her, though?
Well, she was a singer in her own right. She has a right to do a movie.
Man, drop on the Clues bombs for her. She got a movie.
Right, she really...
Okay.
These people I've never heard of who have Lifetime movies, so I don't see why Michelle A wouldn't have one.
You know what, though? I did watch one Lifetime movie I like. Was Kevin Durant Mama movie on Lifetime?
Was it? I remember when she was... I actually watched that movie,
I
too.
I like Kevin Durant Mama.
I watched that movie, too.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't have no expectations.
Plus, I don't know if Lifetime is, like, for you. I don't know if you're the demographic.
It was Lifetime.
It was, right? Kevin Durant's Mama movie was good.
Like, I'll watch a Lifetime movie now. Me and my friends would be like, put it on Lifetime.
I just don't like when they ruin the Legend stars. Aaliyah really left a bad taste in my mouth, okay? That
I
was
terrible. I never watched the Aaliyah movie, but you can't not watch Lifetime.
I don't watch Lifetime. I watch the
it's
Home
not
Network.
For you guys.
I'm on the House Network, fixing up houses, flipping houses. Right. I love that network.
There's a lot of things you can watch on TV. I
American
like a variety
Pickers.
Of things. Sometimes I watch those House flipping Hunters. Houses networks, but they show a lot of repeats. Like, I see the same one over and over again. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Charlamagne.
Yo.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, there's absolutely nothing more hilarious in this world right now than Trump supporters still trying to defend Donald Trump. So I need Katrina Pearson to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her.
All right, we'll
She's
get
crazy.
To that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Don't get a day. But Thursday, October 13th, goes to Trump supporter Katrina Pearson, okay? Look, there's absolutely nothing more comical in the world right now than Trump supporters still trying to defend their guy, okay? Donald Trump should have never been a GOP nominee for several reasons, but these latest bricks that he has put in this wall of vileness that he is building, for whatever reason, seeming to be what is causing his presidential campaign to crash and burn. But nothing, I repeat, nothing makes me laugh more than his supporters trying to defend him. Remember what I told y'all earlier this week. Association with the wrong people corrupts our character, especially when we have none. And a lot of you Trump supporters are proving that you do indeed have no character because you are letting your association with Trump corrupt you. And if it's not corrupting you, it's got you sounding one Fruit Loop shy of a full bowl. Now, the latest person to sound like they don't have all their Fruit Loops defending Donald Trump is Katrina Pearson again. Now, in the New York Times, Donald Trump was accused of raising the armrest of a first-class seat in order to grope a female passenger next to him more than 30 years ago. Now, Katrina Pearson was talking to Don Lemon on CNN, and she claimed that this groping could have never happened. Not because Donald Trump is a morally sound guy who would never do such a thing, but actually, she has another defense. Let's go to CNN for the report.
We're talking about the early 1980s, Don. Seriously? Back then, you had planes, what? A DC-9, a DC-10, an MD-80, 707, and maybe an L-1011? But she said specifically this was to New York, and this is what's important. So we could X out the L-1011 and the DC-10. And what? First-class seats have fixed armrests.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Wait a minute. Maybe my ears are broken. I don't think I heard correctly. Donald Trump is accused of raising the armrest of a first-class seat in order to grope a female passenger next to him more than 30 years ago, and the best Katrina Pearson can come up with is they got a fixed armrest, and fixed armrests don't go up. Can we hear the clip again, please? Just one more time.
We're talking about the early 1980s, Don. Seriously? Back then, you had planes, what? A DC-9, a DC-10, an MD-80, 707, and maybe an L-1011? But she said specifically this was to New York, and this is what's important. So we could X out the L-1011 and the DC-10. And what? First-class seats have fixed armrests.
I think I'm big reach. The first-class seats had fixed armrests. They didn't raise back then. I need people to ride for me in this manner. Whether I'm right or wrong, doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. Just always reach for your boy, okay? Defend me at all costs, regardless of how stupid I look. If you really on my team, you will look stupid with me. I can't wait to hear how they spin today's cover story on the New York Daily News. The headline is Trump Perv Scandal Explodes. Had eyes for a 10-year-old and said he'd been dating her. He said he'd be dating her in 10 years. And it's audio. Yes, Donald Trump is out here red-shirting young women, and the way the Trump supporters are going with reaches, they'll probably say something like, that doesn't make him a creep and a pervert because he's waiting for a 10-year-old to turn 20 so he can get with her. That's the kind of reach we can expect from Trump supporters at this point. I respect the loyalty, but it comes a time for the sake of the Republican Party. Y'all have to denounce this guy altogether.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Stop
coming to his defense because this cancer is infecting you all. It comes a point where you just have to say, okay, look, you got us. It's a wrap, okay? Your man gets accused of groping a woman in first class, and the best excuse you can come up with is that the seats were fixed. So that means the armrest didn't raise? Please give Katrina Pearson the biggest hee-haw.
She's like a forensics agent.
All right.
Listen. Did you also see in the paper that he has a hearing for allegedly raping a 13-year-old? And that's going to actually, that hearing's going to happen after the election.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, at this rate, registered sex offenders will be required to put a Trump pinch sign in their front yard. That's how you're going to know who the creeps are in the neighborhood.
Of course, just so we put it out there, he is alleged and he is denying it on his side, saying it's false. But there will be a hearing after the election.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now, 800-585-1051. We'll put you live on the air. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on. That was Notorious B.I.G. with Juicy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, let's go to line 8. Hello, who's this?
Is this DJ Envy?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Hi. Okay, so
good
my question for Envy, for Yee is, I have a man, he doesn't work at all, and, he's always trying to work, but always trying to make excuses, and I'm the only one that works and pays everything. So he's a really good man, but my family wants me to leave him. They don't take him serious.
You can understand why. He's not even trying to get a job.
Yeah, the thing is, like, he's really good. He's a really good guy. He, like, takes care of the house. He cooks, he cleans.
He's like a house husband.
Yeah. And I have a daughter, but not it's not his daughter. But he helps me a lot with her. Like, he does everything. The only thing is that he really just doesn't want to work and doesn't want to do anything. Like, he tries, but then, like, it's always, like, never passing interviews or, like, you know, there's always something going on.
Okay, so let's keep it real. He doesn't want to work. He's very content just being in the house while you take care of the finances and bring home the bacon. Are you okay with that situation? Because forget your family. Are you okay with that?
The extra money would help because I'm always, like, at the end of, like, my paycheck all the time. But also, like, the help really does help, too. But I don't really know how to stand up to my family and tell them, like, you know, he really does help me out and he really is a good guy, but he just can't get a job or doesn't, like...
He doesn't want to get a job. I'm just thinking about, for you long-term, does that work for you?
Well, because I don't know. Because eventually, you know, the baby's going to go to school and, you know, I'll be home to take her and pick her up and everything like that. So it's really not...
Because
I don't think so.
I would assume that you would want a man with some ambition, and it's really hard for you to defend that. It's great that he helps you out in the house and helps you out around home, and if that's what you want, if you want to be the person that is the breadwinner in the family and he's the person that takes care of the house, then that's something that you can explain to them, but it doesn't seem like that's what you want.
Right.
So it's hard it's hard to defend something that you don't even think is cool.
Right, and that's the thing, too. Like, I went to school for a really long time. I worked really hard to get where I'm at. And he did have a job, and I got a new job that started to pay me over 6 figures. And then all of a sudden, then he just stopped working. So I don't know if, like, he's also using me and, like, he's saying, like, okay, well, you know, I'm content here, and I'm just going to, you know, ride with this girl because she has her stuff together. And
there's some underlying issues here. The issue is not your family so much as it is, how do you feel about the situation? Because you could be able to stand up for something if you really believe in that and can defend it, but it doesn't seem like you can.
Yeah, no, I can't. So, he's really good. I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what I could be like.
Well, you
like,
could. What you could do is kick him out the house, let him figure out how to work it on his own, because there's no reason that you should be taking care of him, and you can pay him to be a nanny if you want.
Yeah,
But I think for everybody's best interest here, number one, if you're feeling like you're being used or you're not 100% sure, is he just here because it's comfortable, it's easy for him? That's an issue. Number two, do you want to be with somebody that's not ambitious enough? Because you're right, eventually your daughter is going to go to school. Eventually you do want somebody that brings something to the table as far as financially to help you out. You don't want to be spending all your money and not being able to save, right?
Right, yeah, because I'm trying to buy a house, but I can't because I have to take care of everything.
Right, and that's not fair to you. And that's not fair to your daughter. That's your daughter. That's not his daughter. Even aside from just you, the most important thing should be your child and taking care of her and being able to provide for her, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you need somebody that's going to bring something to the table also. You shouldn't be spending all your money taking care of your child and your man.
Right. No, you're right.
Okay, and you can defend it to your family much better if he's making some money and bringing something to the table, but it doesn't seem like you can defend it because you don't even believe it.
No, and I try to say, like, oh, yeah, he gets jobs here and there, and I try to, like, tell them, like, a bunch of stuff just to, like, kind of cover it up, but my family's not stupid, and
right.
they know, so, you know, the thing is, like, he is very caring, he loves me, like, I think that he does anyways. And
well, if he's caring and he loves you, then he's going to be willing to make himself a better person for your sake and for his sake, and being a better person for himself means he needs to figure out what is he passionate about, what does he want to do in life. Just be like, look, I don't even care if you don't make a lot of money, I just want you to get started doing something that you care about, because this is for you, it's not even just for me, this is for you, and then because it's for you, it's going to be for us.
Right. No, and I totally agree that he doesn't have to really make anything. I just kind of want to see him get up and go out and try and do something. And he does, and he gets interviews, but he's always like, oh, yeah, it just didn't work out. So I don't even know if he's even going to these interviews.
Yeah, you don't even believe that. Well, what you do is you sit down with him, and you can help him out as far as making sure his resume is put together well. Where is he looking for these interviews? Maybe you could find some job recommendations from some of your friends or people that you know, and just make sure that he's out there working, because maybe he needs some help. You know, with that, maybe he needs some motivation, right. But I don't know if you could be with somebody that's not ambitious.
Right. No, I don't think so. I don't think I can.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. If you care about him,
thank
if you
so
love
much.
Him, and if he cares about you and he loves you, then he's going to get his ish together.
All right. Thank you so much, Angela. I love you guys.
Good luck.
Solomon, the guys, you're dope. You too, MJ.
Yo.
I love your voice, by the way.
Thank you, Mama.
All right. Good luck. So I hope you work it out, man. I hope he gets a job for his sake.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake and Riri with Too Good. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jamie.
Hey, Mama, what's your question for Yee?
I've been with my kid's father for the past 4 years, and basically on and off, we've been through a lot. Like, he's gotten other girls pregnant.
Whoa.
Like, we've been in domestic situations. He's been in and out of jail for that.
So he put his hands on you?
Yeah, he put his hands on me. He put his hands on pretty much every... See, the long story short, he has 5 baby mamas, and I'm number 4.
Girl?
And he's pretty much put his hands on every last one of his baby mamas. My thing is, like, I don't know, like... We've been through so much, and it's like I'm just at the point where I'm tired now. Like, he's back in my life now. He left this last time, and he doesn't know I went through his phone. And, I mean, he got another girl pregnant, but supposedly maybe she had an abortion or whatever.
Jamie, all right, let's just stop for a second. This sounds ridiculous.
It does.
He's got, and so you're the 4th out of 5 baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
He has put his hands on you as well as all of his other children's mothers.
Right.
He's cheated on you. He's got another girl pregnant. And then you went through his phone to see that he's still talking to other women.
Well, he's not still talking to them. But while we were separated this past year, he did mess around with a lot of different girls. And, you know, I saw that and I asked him about it. You know, I told him, I said, you know, when we get back together this time, I won't judge you for the things that you did while we were apart. But can you know, I'm a woman. I'm going to ask. I'm going to be like, hey, what did you do while we were apart? Did you sleep with anybody? And he keeps telling me no. But I'm like, I've already went through your phone. I know, fool. Like, just tell me the truth. So I don't know. It's like I'm just thinking like this is going to be a repeat of what I've been going through for the past 4 years.
I think we have
2 kids together.
I think so.
And I'm just like, I'm trying to be like optimistic about it.
So, do your friends like him? Did your family like him?
I mean, of course my family doesn't care for him.
Exactly.
Put his hands on me.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If this was your... You have a sister?
Yeah, I have a sister.
Now, if your sister came to you and said, you know, this guy put his hands on me and...
It would be, oh, hell no. You know, I would be like, oh, girl, leave him. Are you crazy?
So why do you not judge yourself by those same standards that you would tell your sister or anybody that you care about?
Honestly, it's like, I don't know.
You do know. You know.
It's like, I know, but it's like, okay... I'm thinking like, okay, we have kids together and the things that he says to me, you know, you start to believe it after a while. Like, no matter how many times you're in a situation with a guy, no matter what he does to you, it's like you want to, in the back of your mind, just believe it, you know, because
you
love that person.
If you choose to believe something blindly because you love somebody, then that's your fault.
Yeah, you're right.
Because he has shown you many, many times over and over and over again the type of person he is. And really, anybody putting his hands on you, period, is not somebody that you should be with. And that's not a good example for your children.
You're right.
You don't know where this could end up. And it doesn't seem like he's going to change. He has a pattern and a history of doing these things. And not just doing that, but also getting these women pregnant and then not staying with them. And then he's gotten you pregnant and got another girl pregnant while you guys were on a break. And he's been lying to you. What has he done to show you that he's different?
Well, I mean, this time we don't argue as much. I mean, we are getting along a lot better.
For how long?
Exactly. That's my question.
I don't want to be judgmental in the situation because I do understand that a lot of times women get ourselves and we feel like, okay, well, we got kids together. I don't know if I'm going to do much better than this. Who's going to want me now? I think he's going to change because he told you he's going to change. But... in your head, logically speaking, removing yourself from the situation, what is it?
What do you mean?
Like, it's not you. What if you just tell yourself everything you told me, it's not about you, but just in general, what would you tell somebody? Leave him.
Leave him alone.
Leave him alone. You got to care about yourself more.
Right. And I mean, while we were separated, I mean, there were guys that were interested in me and... just, you know, made me feel different from what I feel now. So it's not like I don't know that I could find someone else and things would be different. It's just,
exactly.
I don't know why I'm trying to make it work.
Sometimes we think, okay, I'm going to just stay with this whack relationship because I'm used to it and I'm comfortable in it rather than getting involved in something else new. But you could do so much better. You should never, ever be with somebody that puts his hands on you.
You're right. You are so right. I didn't even need to call you because I already knew that.
I know you did know. I don't know if you thought I was going to agree with you or something, but, you know, I think we should, we can stay in touch and you can let me know what's going on. But it is hard to break up one day at a time. I know you still have to be in contact with him, obviously, because you guys have kids, but you cannot just stand for anything. At this point now, if you stay with him and do all of those things, you can't even be mad at him because you already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm allowing it. You're right about that.
Hey, man, if you stay with a man that hit you, he clearly didn't hit you hard enough. So you gonna stick around? You gonna stick around and wait for him to hit you harder?
Good luck, Mama.
No.
Jesus.
Thank
Christ.
You.
Hold on the line, okay?
All right.
All right. Ask Yee 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee? You could call her now. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Ciara versus Future. We'll talk about her $15 million lawsuit against them. Looks like it's going to be a little bit tougher for her now. We'll tell you what the judge said.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, this is a crazy situation. One of the LAPD detectives who was investigating the criminal case against Derrick Rose was just found dead with a gunshot wound at her house.
What?
Detective Nadine Hernandez. All right, now what they are saying now is most likely a suicide attempt.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, that she was doing. And so that is yet another thing that's going on with this Derrick Rose case. I'm sure it's not related to that.
Yeesh.
And police have not said if they believe the incident is a suicide or a homicide, but they are still investigating it. So she was one of two detectives that was investigating the criminal case against Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose going to have to average 20-8 to shake this off. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on in her personal life or what happened, but that's crazy.
He gonna have to average 20-8. You got suicides and rape allegations tied to you. You got to average 20-8 to make people forget.
Maybe I.
All right, Ciara, her $15 million lawsuit against Future looks like it's going to be a little bit more difficult than she thought. The judge ruled that the tweets that Future put out against Ciara aren't enough to prove that she has been damaged. So just those tweets alone aren't enough. So that means that she's going to have to show some more evidence to how her career has been damaged, since that Twitter stuff is not going to work.
Why they beefing? Ain't she done moved on? She got Russell Wilson. Russell got all that money.
Right.
What she's cared for? Why she dragging this out?
I don't know. It probably has something to do, I would think, with, like, custody in the future. And she doesn't want him tweeting about her or saying negative things or talking about her in songs anymore.
Who cares, Ciara?
Sounds like a conversation you could have. Like, look. I've moved on, you've moved on. You know, let's just agree to not talk about each other anymore.
If I was Future, I'd be like, well, Ciara, if I don't mention you in music, who will? Okay.
Their son is super cute, though. I just saw some video that she posted of him singing So Fresh and So Clean.
Definitely are.
Yeah.
Definitely
all right, now rest in peace to Tommy. Tommy from, we all know him from Martin, but he just recently passed away. We didn't even know there was anything wrong, but apparently he had an aneurysm that ruptured in his abdomen. Tommy Ford played on the show Martin. And he passed away yesterday in an Atlanta hospital. He was surrounded by family and friends. Now, his family put out a statement on behalf of the family. We would like to thank everyone for their love, support, and prayers. And they will announce funeral arrangements at a later date. Now, Martin posted a picture of Tommy on his Instagram. My brother, we were friends way before the Martin show. And I'm glad we were able to show true friendship on screen. You brought a lot of love to the world. And you will be greatly missed. God bless to you and the family.
Rest in peace to Tommy. That absolutely, is absolutely man. A part of my childhood. If Martin was not a part of your childhood, then you probably didn't grow up in the 80s and 90s. That's just the truth to the matter.
Well, that's your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to our family at Revolt. We're actually heading down to Miami for the Revolt Music Conference. So everybody down there, we'll see you there tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live tomorrow morning. So make sure you come on out and join us for the live broadcast.
We'll be broadcasting. You know where? Is it poolside again? Follow our social media.
It's at the Eden Rock,
Follow our social media. We'll let you know.
And Charlamagne won't be there, so no need to bring your pistols. You know what I mean? No need to bring your goons.
Who is bringing their goons?
Catch me if you can.
To the Revolt Music Conference. That's crazy.
My goodness. All right. Up next is the People's Choice. Makes you want to hear something. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.